Cliffo and Bronte.
Today on the Cliffo and Bronte podcast with Danny Lakey.
Yes, and Harry, who is with us right here, right now, talking your nipples.
Yeah, that came up, like in conversation.
Naturally.
I was surprised. I didn't know when I just mentioned it to you very casually before the show that it would come into the show.
Oh, well, you just said something and we'll talk about this more on the show. I just didn't know how we got to that topic from what we started talking about. So you'll find out as well as I did. We also have a bit of a redaction. A bit of an apology to give on this show, day two of the Bronte and Lakey show with Harry.
Find out if we did or not in the end.
Did we even? And finally, where you can get good bonbons this Christmas. People are mad in 2023. They're sick of the shitty bonbons that we have been having for years. And so luckily, we've got some good suggestions on where you can find some good bonbons.
You'll hear it all on this podcast on the free listener app.
The hairs on my neck are standing on end in anticipation. Something we said yesterday you think has received a bit of an outcry from a certain community.
Yeah, well, it was around this time yesterday that we talked about the LOL World Championships, which is the League of Legends World Champ competition. It is an online game, I believe, that has had this month-long world title comp where the five best players from every country come together and they compete in League of Legends. And South Korea ended up taking out the title. And so we talked about this yesterday. It's only day one of this new show. We've already angered the League of Legends community.
And I'm trying to think back. The only thing I regret saying, well, not even regret, but could I potentially could see inflaming someone yesterday from my side of things, was when I said I feel really sorry for any girl who dates a guy addicted to gaming.
And I think that's probably what struck a chord.
No.
It's all because my partner, Dill, showed me the World Champ opening ceremony. He's not a gamer himself, but he was like, you would be so impressed by all of this technology. And it was very cool. And his housemate plays League of Legends. That's why they were watching this ceremony. And so Dill sent our break to his housemate.
Snake in the grass.
And all of his friends that play League of Legends. And they're very upset with us, mainly because we didn't talk about the unkillable demon king known as Faker.
Classic League of Legends gamers. Not getting upset that I said they couldn't get laid. Just
include the villain if you're going to talk about us.
It was literally, apparently Faker is the world's best League of Legends player. He was on the South Korean team that won.
Oh, he's the champ.
He's
okay,
the
right.
champ. He's the people's champ. Like, we've got the people's dud. We've got the people's champ. And we didn't talk about Faker enough, so.
Can we clarify it's not this guy?
I mean, they didn't specify. It might actually be.
People's dad, a.k.a. Jody, is on the line this morning after a no-show yesterday where I had to step in last minute.
Sorry, guys. I'm back. I'm
She's
back.
Here.
People's dad.
Jody's back. You have thrown our maths out of order a little bit, Jody, because it was meant to be best of five. Now, I guess, best of four.
Okay.
How are we feeling ahead of day 2/3 today?
Oh, well, you're one up, so.
Yeah, I am.
Let's go.
Yeah, I am. All right. Should I go?
Yeah.
Yep.
Bye.
All right, bye, Bronte. Into the soundproof booth goes Bronte. Just you and I now, Judge Jody.
Okay.
Ready to go? You're going to have the five questions, 30 seconds. You can pass, come back to them if you don't have enough time at the end.
Okay.
Well, if you do have enough time at the end. Here we go. Question number one.
Yes.
How many Oscars does Leonardo DiCaprio have?
Five.
How many years in a millennium?
And a millennium. 100,000.
100 or 1,000?
100.
100. Iceland diverts roads to avoid disturbing communities of what?
Pass.
Sense and Sensibility was written by which author?
Pass.
Which country is shaped like a boot?
Rome.
Okay, oh my god.
Out of time. Let's get Bronte back in.
Oh my golly goodness. Well, Bronte, welcome
Hello.
Back. I can see why you call it the people's dud. No spoilers here.
We've got Jody down, so she can't reply.
Wow. Wowzers. Not in all my years of radio quizzes. Anyway, okay. Do I ask the questions again?
You might be faking me out.
Yeah, you ask the questions. I'll hit the time at the moment you tell me to.
Okay. Question number one, Bronte. How many Oscars does Leonardo DiCaprio have?
One.
How many years in a millennium?
1,000.
Iceland diverts roads to avoid disturbing communities of what?
Penguins.
Sense and Sensibility was written by which author?
Jane. Someone.
Which country is shaped like a boot?
Italy.
All in.
Jane Eyre? What's her name? You tell me.
Well, I'll take Jane Eyre.
Okay.
At this point. It's all in. A vast improvement.
We've got Jodie back as well.
On the previous 30 seconds. Wow.
Okay.
Is this where we go through the answers and share the duds' responses as well?
Yes.
It's going to be the best.
How many Oscars? I'll sing it tomorrow.
No, Jodie!
Dud, hey, stay there, Dud. How many Oscars does Leonardo DiCaprio have? The answer is one. Bronte got one. The Dud got five. And spoiler alert, I think that's the closest the Dud came to any of the answers this morning. How many years in a millennium? 1,000. Now, Bronte said a clear 1,000. Dud, you said 100, then 1,000, and I was unsure whether you meant 100, 1,000, or 100,000. Went back to it, and you clarified you just meant 100. So that one's unfortunately correct.
Now, this
question, I think this is out of a fairy tale. Iceland diverts roads to avoid disturbing communities of what? The answer is elves.
Oh, my
God. Are they a real thing? Is that a real... I don't know if elves are real.
If you're Icelandic and you know that for a fact, give us a call, 131060. I'm interested to know.
Yeah. Pass from the Dud. Penguins from Bronte. No one there. Sense and Sensibility was written by Jane Austen.
Oh!
Not Jane Eyre.
Damn it!
The Dud passed on that too. And which country is shaped like a boot? I quote the Dud, Rome.
Oh.
Unfortunate, because it's Italy. Almost.
Oh, Jodie.
So 3-0, Bronte takes it out.
I don't want to put any pressure on you, Jodie, but it does all come down to tomorrow.
It does, doesn't it?
But you got $500 already, so, you know, you're already up.
Yeah.
Unless you want to double or nothing.
Guys.
Okay, bye, Jodie.
Yeah. I was going to say, is it too late to complete 12 years of schooling again by tomorrow? The Hit Breakfast Show with Cliffo and Bronte. No Cliffo today. Lakey filling in on 131060. Are you the germaphobe/clean freak in the relationship, or are you dating the germaphobe/clean freak? I guess big discrepancies in the relationship.
Mm.
I'm 3 weeks into one and it's all going well. The only beige flag is what started off as, oh, she's quite clean and tidy, is now manifesting into, oh, she's getting very annoying with her germaphobe habits. Washing my strawberries for me, picking skin off my face, giving it to me, and then expecting me to walk all the way to the bin to put it in the bin instead of just flicking it on the floor, where, let's face it, dead skin cells belong.
Exactly. They're all there already.
Picking the hair out of my hairbrush, making me take my shoes off at the door. All these things. I know relationships are all about sacrifice, hence why I'm looking for the inspiration of Queensland this morning to prove that it can be done.
Yes.
Are you in a relationship where there's a big discrepancy?
You can coexist as a disgusting human that you are and the beautiful cleanliness that is your girlfriend.
Who folds first? the germaphobe or the grub?
That's a good question.
We've got Brett on 131060. Morning, Brett. Now, are you the clean freak germaphobe in the relationship, or you're more of the grotty one?
Well, I'm in between, I'd say that, but my partner would say I'm a feral pig.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is always where it starts. I'm not that grotty. Like, you are. By my standards, you are lower than amoeba right now.
Oh, come on, babes.
So, Brett, did you start off as being grosser than you currently are, and as a result of being in this relationship, you've had to change your habits?
I've had to change my habits, otherwise I think she might have changed partners.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Often the germaphobe wins out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's come down to washing up. When I first met her, I used to just wash up in warm, soapy water and dry the plates and cutlery with a tea towel, and she's like, from the city, I'm a country bumpkin, so I believe in trying not to waste water, so I just won a lot of water, but she has stinking hot water you can barely put your hands in. Then she'll rinse it in freezing cold water, and then she'll let it sit in the drainer for a couple of hours and then put the plates and cutlery away. But I used to just dry it with a tea towel, and then she'd go to get a plate out later and go, look at this, Brett, this is disgusting. Look, there's streakiness on these plates. Look at this cutlery.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, because, yeah, that's just like, that's a normal man washing a normal dish, like in a normal way, surely. I feel this is above and beyond.
Well, I
with the germaphobe like... thing, right? Like, is, she's more like doing a sterilization. What are you eating out of a baby's bottle every meal? It's too much. Good Christmas bonbon gifts. Christmas crackers that you open, you pop, you get a great hat, a great joke, and a fantastic toy. Few and far between these days. People are blowing up online saying, hey, enough is enough with the bad Christmas cracker toys.
It's taken a while. It's taken to 2023 and people are finally saying, we don't want a spring or a bulldog clip or a piece of string on our, you know, Christmas wish list. I've actually...
Big hitting items like the kazoo and the magnifying glass.
And the cellophane fish, as per mentioned.
Cellophane.
We've got callers to get to that have good Christmas bonbon suggestions for us. But I've got one of the Woolworths ones that people are blowing up about. Harry, can you please help me with this bonbon? Am I going to see what we've got? Oh, I got it!
Did you?
It's the padlock and key!
Whee! Unbelievable.
But on 13, 10, 60, we've
try and pick that lock.
Anthony has some good Christmas bonbon suggestions. Where do we find them?
And then make some
homemade bonbons.
Yeah. It's a great idea, Anthony. I mean, it's unfortunate that you literally need to take time out of your own life.
Yes.
I mean, and technically then you're also packing the toy. Lack of surprise, probably on Christmas Day, but quality of gift is what you gain with the sacrifice of surprise. What's Nan putting in?
She's putting in, like, matchbox cars, wind-up toys and favourites.
Favourites. I was in Cadbury favourites.
Yeah.
Ah, right.
Do you still get a little hat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Is Nana writing her own gear on some little post-it notes? A few jokes as well.
They're a bit blue, some of Nana's jokes. Right. Emily has called us on 13 10 60. Emily, where do we find the good bonbons?
Costco.
Costco. We were just talking about Costco.
We were just talking about Costco. So that makes sense. What sort of quality toys are we talking here on the scale of Parachute Man right through to Spin Top?
Mm.
You still get your crown and your joke.
Great.
Mm. With like cufflinks. A bottle opener, some jewelry.
Oh, jewelry. How much for, you know, a pack of six at Woolworths will set you back $12. What about at Costco?
They're about 50.
All right. But you get,
well, you
the
get
better
what you pay
quality.
For, don't
exactly.
you?
Exactly. Yeah.
Cufflinks would be fun on Christmas lunch, pretending that I'm Peter Pan's dad.
My cufflinks! Settle down, Father.
Anyway, weird reference, but weird. Merry Christmas.
Tracy on 13 10 60. You have somewhere that you think we find the best bonbons. Where is it?
Yeah, super cheap.
Super cheap auto.
Yes.
What do you mean? You
six bonbons.
Uh huh.
And last year we got a drive bracket, socket, mini torch, bottle opener, stubby screwdriver, and a pocket lead bike with a magnet.
Wow.
I was going to say, I hope that the answer to the gifts inside the Super Cheap Auto Christmas crackers were geared to the client.
No jewelry?
Lighters, switchblades, nangs. Viral new clips have surfaced about Enrique Iglesias and his inability to actually sing.
Mm. What did we decide, on the pronunciation of his name?
I'm going to go with Enrique.
Yeah.
Iglesias.
Okay.
And, I mean, well, the fact that you brought up before that Julio Iglesias, who I'd never heard of, was his dad.
Yes.
He used to be a big-time singer before Enrique.
Yeah.
I think that adds substance to the claims that Enrique maybe couldn't sing.
Oh,
due to
nepotism.
The fact that maybe he's gotten into it. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like someone had a member of their family who was a big deal.
Yeah.
And then they're labelled that that's the only way they got into the industry.
Guilty. That's an easy way.
Hey, there's plenty of people online posting photos of it. This one, I guess, is the closest to the mic. Be the judge.
Okay.
This is Enrique singing I Like It live. It's the wow wows.
It's not as bad as I thought. There's a lot of auto-tune going through that mic.
Uh-oh.
this is where you'll be able to tell. Oh, not terrible.
I'll be the first to admit, it sounded way better in our cans than it did on my laptop when I heard that yesterday. It's not that bad, is it?
No, it's not.
It's really not that bad.
For a song that I think is arguably pretty difficult to sing, I think he's not doing a terrible job at it.
I think it's actually people are just bamboozled by his pronunciation because obviously he must be a Spanish native speaker, right?
Naturally,
so
yeah.
I think that's why he's going to be like, my girlfriend's on a town. Like, people are like, what? That's not how you pitch that.
Have we got Julio Iglesias singing I Like It?
No Julio on the hit library, unfortunately. what I like about this TikTok that was posted anyway, I mean, people are firing up about this. I mean, we've just heard it there. It's like, oh, okay, take it or leave
it. Yeah.
You know? Someone's posted this video and they're disclaimer, I'm not the original poster of this video. Hashtag Enrique. Hashtag scam. Oh. Hashtag scammer alert. Hashtag scammers be like. Hashtag scammer.
Are they claiming Enrique is the scammer?
Yeah, someone's like really annoyed they spent $10,000 on Enrique Iglesias singles back in the day.
Back on them.
My whole life's been a lie.
Your chance to win $1,000 tomorrow. This is Thursday, the 23rd of November. Your free answer to study is pelican. So P is your letter, pelican your answer. Maybe an animal starting with P that I'll look ahead because I actually have the sheet and I feel generous today. It is going to be an animal starting with P. There you go. Pelican is your free answer.
This is Queensland's Price is Right.
So how this works is our lovely button pusher Harry has gone on secondhand sites like Gumtree, Facebook Marketplace, and seen what Queenslanders around the state are trying to flog off. And we try and guess, like, how much exactly they're selling them for. And often we're very, very wrong, because people value their junk more than we realise.
Well, two questions.
Yeah.
Closest without going over?
Yep.
Yep. And how highly do you rate?
No, just closest, actually. Yep, just closest.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, how highly do you rate sportsmanship? You know that classic move on prices, right? So we'll be like, I think 1,082. And Greg's like, 1,083.
I value it, but don't appreciate it. So... Okay.
I like that it's closest to without going over a bit.
Yep. Did you have a second question?
That. No, that was my second question.
Okay, great.
Turned into a statement, and now I'm trying to dig myself out of it. Let's play. Go on, Harry. What's the first one?
Yeah, take it to Hatton Vale with Steve, who has a very rare vintage advertising ice cream cone. Age unknown. This stands at about 1.2 metres high. It's got some lovely colouring going on. It's very big. What do you guys want to lock in?
Waffle cone's good.
Waffle cone looks pretty good. The ice cream is like a typical, like, soft serve with a bit of strawberry underneath.
You know what I am going to pick apart? Steve has written in his ad description, rare, right? So whether it's rare or not doesn't really matter. Uh-huh. I think that says more about the price than it does about the item. Okay. Steve's trying to push it up by just saying that.
That's it, when they say vintage or rare or one of a kind.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna say both of those too.
I'm going to lock in $1,200. Oh. I reckon Steve wants a lot for his cream.
I've gone $1,000 left at two less at $220.
$220.
Yeah. It's
if you're getting that off Steve. Steve, if you're listening, whatever Bronte's paying, I'll quadruple it.
What is it?
The win is going to Bronte here. Oh. It is $500.
Oh, Steve, I'll be round to Hatton Vale to pick it up.
Item number two, we're heading to Yeppoon with Adam, who has two personalised plates for your car. This says, I love coffee. The love is the love heart emoji, and coffee is spelt C-O-F-F-Y. So he reckons this suits coffee van, shop owner, food truck or coffee addict in as new condition.
Definitely going to knock off some value the fact that he's misspelt coffee.
Really? I mean,
let's just call a spade a spade.
You
right?
can't fit the whole word on the personalised plate, so he's done the best he could.
Yeah, but well, that's like me saying, oh, I want my number plate to be called Albert Einstein, but I can't, so it's just AE.
So that's why you have AE as your personalised plate.
Yeah, exactly.
Plate.
Yeah, big
sense.
Einstein fan.
Okay.
I mean, personal plates, people do pay a lot for
these
things.
Yeah, I don't. Okay, yep.
COFFY. I'm going to say $450.
Oh, I said $350.
Oh, easy win for Lakey here.
Oh.
It is $4,000.
What?
What's this person's name?
Adam.
Adam?
Adam.
Sort it out. That's too much. How much do you pay for personalised plates?
How much do you pay for a car? My car's only about $2,000.
All right,
misspelled plates on the end of it.
One piece each.
All right, yeah, it all comes down to this. Last item. This is an X-Files pinball machine. It's from Ken and Harvey Bay. So he reckons from 1997, Sega made. Quite a long description. I'm not going to read it all. But we've got ramps, pop-up bumpers, a whole lot of technical stuff. It was released in 1997. It's based on the first four seasons and the movie X-Files. It's been refurbed recently.
I know people pay a lot for vending machines. What do they call them?
Pinball machines.
I know Cliffo used to collect pinball machines. If he was here, he would know how much this was.
This is definitely a collector's item. I think I'm also looking in the background of the photo. He's got two other pinball machines covered in bed sheets.
He
takes this very seriously. I don't think he's going to budge for anything less than $9,000.
Oh, God. Okay. I said $3,000. No. I don't know my pinball machine.
The number plates has thrown me as well. I'm just now bumping everything up. The economy will now revolve around coffee number plates.
So Lakey went high, but he's got the win.
Oh!
It is $6,500.
Oh, well, what do you want? So this is the fun. You get to pick one of the items and we'll buy it and we'll send it to you.
Oh, the novelty ice cream, 100%.
I would like, if we have the time, to pop another of the outrageous Christmas bonbons that are causing a stir online for people saying the gifts suck.
Please.
So we...
thought you'd never ask.
Harry and I popped one before and we got the coveted padlock and key, which I would like to clarify. The key is around the padlock in a way that you can't actually unlock the padlock. So.
Yeah, it's almost like a double gift, isn't it? Because often you get a Christmas conundrum or a little puzzle or a brain teaser.
Maybe that's what it is. All right, let's pop another one, Harry. This one feels a bit heavier. Oh, I win Bronte's again.
Got the win. Oh.
All right, what have we got? A yo-yo!
Yes. Now, don't get too excited because traditionally those things do not come back up on the first throwdown. You're not out of the woods yet, Langbrook.
I'll give it a go. Would you like, let's finish the show, shall we? I've got three options. Would you like a joke, a question, or a game from this bonbon?
What's the game?
The game. Name as many famous people as you can who have the same first name as you. I'm out, so like...
Danny DeVito, Danny Glover, Danny... No, I think that's the only two.
Harry?
Harry Styles.
Yep.
Harrison Ford.
Okay, we've gone Harrison.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I could go Daniel.
I'm
out, I think.
That's it. That's the only two Harrys in my life.
All right, good game. Well played.
Good game, guys.
Maybe finish on a joke then, yeah?
No matter what, no one talk after this joke. We'll just go out at the end, all right?
Okay.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Okay.
Why can't a bike stand up by itself? Because it's too tired.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.